Vancouver, a study has found catch-and-release sport fishing practices that leave salmon with injuries, particularly to their eyes, cause higher mortality than earlier research suggested. Scott Hinch, who led the study by researchers at the University of British Columbia, said mortality among Chinook salmon could be as high as 40%, depending on environmental conditions and injuries sustained during capture and release. At the same time, the years-long research that was supported by the Sport Fishing Institute of BC found that a series of changes in anglers' practices could boost salmon survival. Hinch said it may be as simple as using smaller hooks, avoiding landing nets and handling fish as little as possible. You can make those decisions as an angler, you know, make sure that when you are releasing, you're doing it the best way possible, said Hinch, associate dean and professor in the university's Department of Forest and Conservation Science. I'm not sure how this will flesh out in the near term, but I certainly would like to see all our recommendations, in some fashion, become regulations, he added. The study found Chinook salmon caught off the east coast of Vancouver Island that were released in good condition had short-term mortality rates between 0 and 8% over the course of the study, while good-condition coho were less resilient with 17% short-term mortality. But different injuries, environmental conditions and fishing practices could affect survival significantly. The research, which involved tagging and tracking more than 1,500 salmon off BC's coast, found injuries to eyes, fins and scales reduced survival rates for Chinook by 15-20% within 10 days of release. Eye injuries were linked to a further 20% mortality boost after 40 days. So, it could be as high as 40% mortality, depending on the context, depending on how the fish was injured, Hinch said in an interview. He said previous studies were shorter term, generally observing fish in holding pens for a few days and finding mortality of 5-10%. The new study shows certain types and sizes of fish don't respond well to the practice, and catch and release is not the panacea for salmon's woes, Hinch said. Still, he said the findings allowed researchers to identify practical solutions to help boost survival rates while supporting the long-term sustainability of salmon populations struggling with the effects of climate change and habitat degradation. The study found a strong size effect on survival, with smaller coho and chinook both suffering higher mortality rates than larger fish. Every 1 centimeter decrease in length was associated with a 6% increase in coho mortality about 3 days after release. If you have to make a decision of whether you're going to keep the fish or not, and it's legal to keep, and it's got a serious eye injury, maybe you keep that one even though maybe it's not quite as big as the one you were hoping to get, Hinch said. The researchers recommend that anglers use smaller hooks and avoid flashers, a shiny type of fish attractor, as well as treble and tandem hook setups, all of which are linked to higher mortality. The list of best practices also includes landing fish as quickly as possible and avoiding landing nets, even those marketed as fish-friendly, Hinch said. Both Chinook and coho, when those nets are used to bring them out of the water, into the boat, they still get their fins damaged. Their fins split, regardless of what the webbing material is made of, he said. And we showed pretty clearly that when you start damaging the fins, the poorer the survival outcomes were. If a net must be used, the report says anglers should ensure it's loose, and salmon should remain in the water throughout the process to minimize exposure to air. The study was largely funded through the BC Salmon Restoration and Innovation Fund, a joint initiative with Ottawa, while a steering committee involved the Federal Fisheries Department and members of the Sport Fishing Institute of BC. Members of the Sport Fishing Institute helped with some of the field work, and Hinch was set to present the paper at the group's annual conference on Friday. They are a strong supporter of our recommendations, said Hinch, adding the Fisheries Department has also expressed interest in adopting them. Hinch said the study also revealed a link with climate change and warming waters, as salmon will start struggling in water temperatures of 18 C and higher. When you start to capture fish in those temperatures and you're making them struggle, and then you're exposing them to air, possibly, depending on your practices, that can have really strong negative outcomes, he said. The temperature is the facilitator that makes air exposure and handling even more lethal. The findings have led the researchers to suggest that anglers avoid catch and release altogether when water temperatures hit 18°C or warmer. It's simple things. But we have to then enact them, and hopefully there's enough goodwill and understanding among anglers, Hinch said. I'm pretty sure there is, because I've worked with a lot of them now, and they all want to do the right thing. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 29, 2024.